I have always enjoyed Father's Day. It was the one day of the year where I could escape from the world with Dad, and we could just be. This year, Dad chose a camping site near the lake so we could go fishing. At 15, I complained, but I was pumped to go. When we got to the campsite, it was magnificent. Tall pine trees, a glassy lake, and that refreshing smell of nature. But we weren't alone. Close to our campsite was a set of two men who had set up camp. They didn't seem like the normal camping type. Grimy, loud, and were constantly looking in our direction. I saw Dad's jaw get tighter and tighter every time they would laugh too loud, or even if they overstayed their gaze and looked for a little too long. After a certain time, Dad got up and said, "Let's go find a better spot." I could feel the concern in his voice, so I didn't argue. We packed up and moved to a different spot. It was closer to the highway, so we could still hear the echoes of truck horns coming from a distance. I kind of hated the spot, as I wanted to go to a more secluded one. But now, when I think about that day, I realize Dad had good reasons to choose it. After the sun dipped below the giant trees, Dad and I roasted marshmallows while laughing at his terrible ghost stories. We were enjoying the moment as Dad went on to tell childhood memories of me. I was laughing a lot when suddenly my dad raised his hand and gestured me to stop. His eyes looked all alert. His smile disappeared in seconds. He whispered to me, "Naomi, I want you to hide under the car." I was stunned to hear such a bizarre request. I looked at him, confused, and asked,
"What? Why would I..."
My dad cut me off, saying, "No arguments. Just do as I say." I got up and started walking to our car. It was parked under this big tree in darkness. I slid under the car and began hearing footsteps coming closer. A few minutes later, I saw two pairs of boots walking closer to my dad. I had no doubts it was those two freaks from earlier. I stayed quiet and watched. One of them waved to my dad and said, "Having fun?" My dad nodded with a casual smirk and asked, "Do you guys need something?" The other guy responded with a creepy chuckle.
"No, just came to chill with you guys. Where's your daughter?"
I could see both of their eyes scanning our campsite like hawks. My dad sat down near the fire, maintaining a very calm demeanor. Nudging the hot, burning coals into the fire with a campfire poker, my dad responded, "She went out for a fishing. It'll be great if you guys leave." The two guys exchanged a weird look. Then one of them started walking towards our car. My heart hammered in my chest as I noticed a pair of boots coming towards me. My dad got up, still holding the poker in one hand, and yelled,
"Didn't I tell you to leave?"
The other guy, who was closer to him, responded,
"He's just gonna take a pee. Don't worry, unless you have something valuable in your car."
Saying this, he cracked an annoying laugh. The other guy stopped a few inches away from our car and aimed at a bush. I could hear him humming while he released himself. Deep down, I understood why Dad wanted me to hide under the car and not inside. The guy's probably checking the car right now, trying to figure out if I'm in it. I stayed calm, kept my breathing normal. Once done, he went back to my dad. Both of the jerks wished him good night and started walking away. I was smart enough to know that it'd be best to wait, then go back to my dad, because those freaks might keep an eye on us from far away. In the next 5 minutes, I watched my dad work in winks. He got all of our things except the tent. He didn't care for the tent. Loaded everything in our car, and as soon as he unlocked the car door, I hopped into the passenger seat. Dad made a call to the nearest police station and told them about two guys following us. We didn't go home from the campsite. We went straight to the police station. My dad was right. Those two jerks did follow us. Only, they didn't know my dad is way smarter than them. The moment their car came close to the police station, a cop car blocked their way. They were taken into custody for following us and stalking a minor. My dad didn't even flinch when the cops asked him if they were the guys from the campsite. He looked them in the eyes and said, You're lucky I brought you to the cops instead of leaving your lifeless bodies buried in those woods. I try to be as fearless as my dad. And to all the campers and wilderness lover out there, always follow your instincts in the wild. Father's Day always hits hard for me. Social media is crowded with perfect family pictures and people honoring the memories I'm jealous of and can't relate to. For me, it's always been just Dad and me, and it still is. He's 65 now and lives in Pinewood Care Home, with dementia pulling at the edges of his mind. Some days, he remembers me. Other days, he's just a polite stranger in a suit. On Father's Day, I drove to the care home to pick him up. The care home staff were helping Dad to get in the car when Nurse Ira came to me.
Clara, you should know your father's daily routines have altered since he got diagnosed with dementia. Often at night, he wakes up and...
I frowned and asked.
And?
As if she covered some hidden truth. Nurse Ira replied.
I would suggest you take one of our helpers with you. It's a free service, and handling a patient alone...
I didn't let her finish.
The patient is my dad, and no thanks. I can take care of him for the next 48 hours. After all, how hard can it be?
Saying this, I got into the car with my dad, buckled up right beside me. I looked at Nurse Ira one last time, and she smiled awkwardly. The drive home was calm. Dad was staring at the streets with his curious eyes. After a long time, he had stepped outside the care home. When we reached my apartment, I took him to the guest room, which I decorated with a flower vase and fresh linens on the bed just for him. He sat down on the bed, looked at the ceiling, and then said, "Clara, I'm hungry." Tears of joy rolled down my cheek. It's been a while since my dad called me by my name. I rushed to the kitchen and made sandwiches for both of us. The next few hours went like a dream. We both ate together, laughed, and recalled some distant memories from my childhood. It was great to see Dad being Dad. After dinner, I asked him if he would like to watch a movie, and he agreed. We both lay down on the couch in the living room and began watching The Lion King. Well, I was watching Dad. How his face changed in excitement seeing the movie. I guess I was quite tired, hence I don't remember falling asleep. I woke up with a weird silence. The movie has ended. The screen has paused in the credits. I looked beside me, and my dad wasn't there. My heart skipped a beat. I called out,
"Dad? Dad?"
My apartment was in complete silence. I got up from the couch to look for him. Next to the living room, there's a dimly lit corridor. My bedroom is at the end of it. I stood in front of the corridor. My back was facing the other end of it. I called out again.
"Dad? Where are you?"
Just then, I felt someone run behind me, chuckling. Turning back, I saw no one. I switched on the corridor light and found my bedroom door half ajar. I tiptoed to the bedroom, trying not to spook Dad if he's inside. But as I stepped in, I was left dumbfounded and horrified at the same time. My dad has opened the big window of my room. Half of his body was already out as he leaned down, looking at the streets. My voice shook as I called out to him this time.
"Dad, you need to step back."
He slowly rotated his head to look my way. His face was different. He didn't look like my dad at all. A scary smile was spread across his face, and his eyes were bloodshot.
"You should jump,"
he said in a chilling voice. Terror numbed my veins.
"What? What are you saying, Dad?"
Tears welled up in my eyes. He then backed up and started walking towards me. He was walking slowly, like a baby trying to learn how to walk.
"You should jump. I can push you,"
he chuckled. I don't know why I was stepping back, because it was my dad having the worst episode, but I was horrified to witness it. I understood why Nurse Ira warned me in the morning. My phone was thankfully in my pocket. I took it out and dialed the care home. Once I informed them to come to my address, my dad stopped. His face changed from smiling to hatred.
"You want to send me back to that cage?"
he screamed. and then started bashing his head on the wall. I watched in horror as he screamed and continued this madness. My body froze in trauma. I couldn't move until the blood rushed in. That's when it hit me. My dad's not well. He'll never be. I sprinted at him and grabbed by the shoulders. Thankfully, I was stronger than him. I pulled him away, and he fainted. When the caregivers took him into the ambulance, I was crying like a 9-year-old standing on the sidewalk. Nurse Ira hugged me, and I cried even more. The worst feeling in the world is to see your loved ones on the decline. I don't think I'll ever feel excited about Father's Day again. This happened when I was 8 years old. One sunny afternoon, my mom asked me if I would like to accompany her to Walmart for some cleaning supplies. I told her I needed a new set of colors for the Father's Day card, and she happily agreed. When we entered Walmart, I was stunned. It was such a big place that I squeezed my mom's hand too tightly. Mom gave me a gentle pat on my back and said,
"Let's get new colors."
Mom always made me feel good in tense situations. I guess mothers are born with superpowers. My mom is still my superhero, and you'll soon find out why. We began exploring the place, going through aisle after aisle, and seeing all kinds of things in the world available in one place. Coming from a small town, I was flabbergasted. As we were walking around, I noticed a woman following us. No matter which way we went, we would always end up near her. Or maybe it's the other way around. My mom didn't notice her, because every time she turned back, the woman hid behind the aisles. I thought of telling my mom this, but eventually forgot. When we reached near the stationery section and I was about to go through all the color sets, my mom told me to wait here as she was going to the washroom quickly. I was a good kid, so I did what my mom said. As I waited, my eyes kept searching for the woman. A few minutes went by and I was wondering why mom's taking so much time when a touch of cold hands brushed off my shoulder. Turning back, I saw the same woman standing behind me with a big smile and wide, bright eyes.
"Are you waiting for your mother?"
she asked in a calm voice. I nodded my head. She caressed my cheek and said,
"I'm a friend of your mother. Why don't you come with me? I'll take you to her."
I looked around once again, then asked,
"I'm buying crayons and mom told me to wait here until she comes back."
She crouched down to my face and said in a weird voice,
"What are you gonna do with crayons?"
I replied cheerfully,
"I'm gonna make my dad a Father's Day card."
"You love your dad a lot, huh?"
Her eyes twitched as she spoke. I nodded my head again, thinking, what a stupid question. She then suddenly grabbed my hand and started walking.
"I'm going to see your dad anyway. How about we go see him together?"
She increased her pace. I constantly look back. Something didn't feel right about her. I asked in a confounded voice,
"But what about my mom?"
The woman turned her head back slowly. A ear-to-ear grin spread across her face, and she whispered,
"I'll be your new mom. A better mom. Trust me."
She started walking again. Her grip was so tight that it hurt my wrist. I felt like something very bad was going to happen if I went along with this woman. Just when we were close to the exit, I heard a familiar voice screaming my name.
"Andy, stop! Don't go with her!"
Everyone in Walmart looked behind me. So did I. What I saw still stays vibrantly in my memory. My mom was coming towards me, holding her bleeding head. She could barely keep her feet steady. Her shirt was drenched in blood, and I could see her crying. I realized this woman is trying to take me away from my mom, so I screamed too.
"Mom! Let me go! Let me go!"
All the other people around us understood that this strange woman was trying to lure a kid in her trap. The woman got scared and ran away. Walmart security called 911 and we were taken to the nearest hospital. My dad and uncle were informed too. When Walmart security showed the footage of the woman taking me away to my dad, I saw him turn pale. He immediately reported the cops, saying this woman is an ex-coworker from his previous job who was obsessed with him and stalked him. She was the reason why my dad left his job and changed address, but looks like she had followed us here too. My mom later told the cops that she went to the washroom where the woman attacked my mom and slammed her head on the wall, leaving her unconscious. My mom somehow managed to get up, fearing for my safety. The cops tracked down the woman eventually. Her name was Laylee, and she was put behind bars for aggravated assault, abduction, and stalking charges. My dad even got a restraining order against her, but this time we didn't have to change address. To this day, when I recall the memory of Laylee abducting me, I recall how brave my mom was to come for my rescue. My mom will always be my superhero.